Welcome back to another halachas here. We're continuing the halachas of Beinah Matzarim, the 3 weeks. From Shivas Vatamis begins certain halachas. The four halachas that begin from Shivas Vatamis are the Issa to take haircuts, the Issa to hear music, the Issa to make a chasana, and the Issa to say Shachianu. And today we'll discuss two of these, the first two, taking haircuts and music. So the halacha is, it's Aser, the minig is, that we don't take haircuts from a minig of Ashkenazim at least. We don't take haircuts from Shivas Vatamas until after Tisha B'Av. This Isser includes both men and women. Women also have this Isser, and it's also Noyig. We Noyig also, even by Ketanim, we don't give them haircuts from Shivas Vatamas until after Tisha B'Av. Now, but there is a Kula that for married women, Kadesh L'Yiskanu Abaleihem, that they are allowed to shave the hair in other parts of their body where they could become, it's not nice for their husbands, and they have a heter, and also girls are in Shaduchim also have the heter, for example, the sar of the raglehem, the sar of the hairs, that you'll have to cut, that you'll have to shave, even in the 3 weeks, because shloi tiskana abaleim, or if they're shidduch age girls, it's mutter. And the halacha is also, if it's tznius purposes, a married lady who's covering her hair, and some hair is coming out, and the only way that she could have a tznius head covering is with cutting the hair, it's mutter to cut the hair in the 3 weeks for that reason. Now, there is some who are matir, if a girl is in Shaduchim and she's actually going out, she's in the middle of going out, that there will be a heter before the 9 days to take a haircut in order to look better. There is, because by Isha it's a little bit more kuludik. But for a boy to shave in the 3 weeks, there's no real heter for that. They shouldn't shave in the 3 weeks, even if they are going out and busy with Shaduchim. Now, electrolysis, the Paiskim say, is not considered taspiris, it's not considered taking a haircut, and therefore, electrolysis where the certain machine pulls out the hair from its root, that is not a problem during the 3 weeks. And to fix a shaytel, to cut a shaytel, is also not at all a problem in the 3 weeks, because that's not called taking a haircut, cutting a shaytel. In the 9 days, it is a problem, because the way it works is that they usually wash the shaytel before they cut it, and the washing of the shaytel is a problem. And sometimes if it's cutting a new shaytel, it's also a problem, because tikkun begon chadashim, so in the 9 days, it might be a problem. You have to ask a shayla. Maybe we'll get to it. We'll talk about the 9 days. But in the 3 weeks, there's no problem whatsoever of cutting a shaytel. Now, that's with taking haircuts. Now, when it comes to music, the Magen Avraham and the Shvur brings down that there's an Isser to dance, Rekudim Mechelis, Isser to dance in the 3 weeks. It's Isser to dance. And from that, we learn out that it's an Isser to have music, to hear music also. It's already brought down to Aruch HaShulchan, and others say that Klei Shir is a Kal V'Chomer, basically. If you're not allowed to dance, Kal V'Chomer, you're not allowed to hear live music. Now, the Paiskim say this includes music on a tape as well, or on a CD, on a recording. Even though the music's not live, but even the music on a recording is also usher during the 3 weeks. Now, one of the most common shilas is, what about the a cappella? So, it's a big machlokes about the a cappella, and basically the Paiskim come out like this, that if it's just Shira B'Peh, which means they're just singing, and all it is singing, and it's a recording of the singing, that might be mutter. As long as it's not such a exciting singing which would cause you to dance, that would be mutter. But if it's a type of a cappella which sounds like music, and they're just doing it with their mouth, that would not be a heter, because since it's being recorded on a recording, and it sounds just like music, so that is very schwer to say it's mutter. But if it's just singing, and maybe there's a little bit of a beat in the background, that might be more of a heter. Even that, some Paiskim Aser, that's the machlokes. And for example, chazonis. Some are makel to listen to chazonis in the 3 weeks, because that's not really something that will cause you to dance, and it's no music really accompanying the chazonis. And therefore, a lot of Paiskim are matter that, but even that, it's machlokes. You should ask your own shayla. One of the shaylas that come up is someone who has on their cell phone a ringer that adds music. So some Paiskim say that min harayu, you should change the music. It shouldn't be such a exciting music on your ringer in the 3 weeks. But I saw from Rabbi Felder, he says me'ikar adin, it's not a problem. It's not considered music that brings you simcha. It's a background music type of music. And therefore, he holds that me'ikar adin, it's not a problem. It's a very nice thing to switch it, but it's not min adin. Now, the shaila is it mutter to hear music l'tzarech a simcha shel mitzvah? For example, someone gets married right before Shavuos Tamis, and a Sheva Brachas is through after Shavuos Tamis in the 3 weeks. Is it mutter to have music by the Sheva Brachas? So the Paiskim, a lot of Paiskim speak about that, Mechalkes HaPaiskim, and they come out that it's better not to have music, since not every single Sheva Brachas has music. So therefore, you can manage without music, but it is mutter to dance. It is mutter to dance, like just in around in a circle. That's fine to dance by a Shavuot Brachas. When it comes to a vart or a bar mitzvah, they also are matter. I saw some svarim that are matter. The Lashon of the Shoshanas Yisrael, which is the Psakim of Rav Shlomo Miller, when he talks about dancing in for a vart or a bar mitzvah, his Lashon is like this. He says, you shouldn't like dance very exciting, but you can dance in a circle, that's fine. That's fine. He says, Lashir, he says, there, just to dance in a circle, that's fine. He says, Ein lirkat rekudim alizim bevart. You shouldn't dance very labor-dicker dancing by a vart, even without music. Avayesh makam lahakal estoivev be'igel b'shira kirinda makam mitzvah. He's not there to go around in a circle by a vart, you know, just not so labor-dick, and without music, that would be mutter by a vart, but ikar din, you should not have very labor-dicker dancing by a vart, because that's part of the issin of 3 weeks, that you should not have Rekudim and Mechailis. Now the question is like this, are you allowed to learn music in the 3 weeks? So the price come out like this, that if it's a type of learning that doesn't bring you any simcha, which means you're learning the notes, you're not producing any music, that's fine. Or if it's a very slow song and brings no simcha, then it'd be mutter. But to learn exciting songs and labor digger songs in the 3 weeks is a problem, and you should wait the 3 weeks to get the lessons till after the 3 weeks. You shouldn't get those lessons in the 3 weeks. Now, if there are non-Jews working in your house and they're playing music, you don't have to tell them to shut it off, because it's not really garim to simcha to Yisrael to hear the garish music, and therefore leave them alone. Same thing if you're in a taxi and an Uber and they're playing garish music. If it's not offensive music, else the 3 weeks don't, you know, you're not mechuyev to stop them. You can just have it as background music. Same thing if you go into a doctor's office. The background music is fine because you're not getting any simcha from that. Now, what about music for ketanim? So definitely if they reach the age of chinuch, they should not listen to music. But before they reach the gil chinuch, which means, let's say, under 7 years old, there's a machlokes. Rav Moshe says that it's mutter for children under 7 to listen to music. There are some who are machmir, and therefore, everyone can ask their own shaila. There's a big makom to make. But that's for sure. A story tape that has a little background music is definitely not a problem for children to listen to in the 3 weeks. Now, what about someone whose mental state needs music in order for him to feel calmer, or he's a chayla, and the only way he feels better is through music? Then it's muta, obviously, for them to hear music, because that's not for simcha, that's in order to make them feel better, and that would be mutter. The big shayla is, it comes to exercise. Some people only could do exercise with music. So the halacha is like this, if the exercise is very necessary for the person, and they cannot do exercise without the music, then there's a makom to be mekel. But don't run to be mekel. If you could do exercise without the music, it's definitely more lechatchila to do the exercise without music. You really have to be honest with yourself. Two things. First of all, that you need the exercise, and you're not just doing it for fun. And number two is that you can't do the exercise without the music, and then it'll be mutter. But if it's just background music, then that would be fine. But if the music is the way that's getting you pumping, it's a big shaila, because that's a little bit of a simcha. And therefore, it depends. Again, if it's really necessary and you can't do it without it, then you could be mekel and listen to music while you're doing exercise.